This is CNN Vantage Point. I'm Jay Over, investment strategist with CNN Wealth Management, and today's podcast will provide a market review for the month of March 2024 and our current outlook. The S&P 500 index continues to reach new all-time highs. The index registered a record close of 5,254 on the final trading day of March and has returned 10.6% this year. Encouragingly, equity market strength has broadened out, and the less concentrated S&P 500 equal-weighted index reached its all-time high during the month, overtaking its previous high set in January 2022. The Russell Mid-Cap Index is just 1% off its all-time high, while the small-cap Russell 2000 Index remains 13% below its previous record high. Equity markets reacted positively to the March FOMC meeting, where the Fed left rates unchanged, but indicated that 325 basis point rate cuts are still in play for 2024. The Fed upgraded their GDP forecast for the current year from 1.4% to 2.1% and sees core inflation rising from 2.4% to 2.6%. Chair Powell acknowledged that continued reductions in inflation numbers are not assured and uncertainty remains. The most recent Consumer Price Index and Producer Price Index reports show inflation numbers coming in above economists' estimates. However, the most recent Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index report was in line with estimates. International equity markets performed positively during the month, with the MSCI EAFE Index and MSCI Emerging Market Index returning around 3 and 2% respectively. Treasury yields slightly declined in March, with both the 2- and 10-year Treasury falling 5 basis points. Oil prices rose back above $80 a barrel, and both gold and Bitcoin reached all-time highs. The constructive economic environment that has supported equities remains in place. Unemployment is below 4%, and first-quarter GDP growth is tracking around 2.3%, according to the Atlanta Fed GDP Now. Interest rate relief is expected, with the Fed funds futures currently pricing a better than 50% chance of a 25 basis point rate cut at the June FOMC meeting. While our outlook is positive overall, risk factors remain. Equity market valuations have risen alongside strong equity returns, and persistent inflation may push back Fed rate cuts. We made no portfolio allocation changes during the past month. A record $6 trillion sits in money market funds, and we believe this liquid asset class will help provide support to equities during a market pullback. Our portfolios are tilted towards domestic large and mid-cap equities because of earnings resiliency. However, we maintain allocations to domestic small-cap and international equities as they remain below all-time highs and valuations are reasonable. Core fixed income remains attractive, with the Bloomberg Aggregate Bond Index yielding around 4.8%. We expect Fed rate cuts will push core yields lower in the coming months. We'd like to remind our listeners that market conditions can change quickly. As circumstances and facts change, CNN's market views and portfolio positioning may change accordingly. If you would like more information about our current positioning and market thoughts, please contact any of our wealth management advisors. And if you like this podcast, we'd be grateful if you would share it with your friends. On behalf of the entire CNN Wealth Management team, we thank you for listening.
Tax management limitations, systematic purchases, etc. Some products are not FDIC insured or guaranteed, not a deposit or other obligation of the bank, not guaranteed by the bank, and are subject to investment risk, including the possible loss of principal amount invested, and are not insured by any other federal government agency.